Okay, so we're holding Bezra Hashem, Klal Yud, Sif Yud Aleph, and the Chofetz Chaim says, Huma Ma'oid Yesh Li Zoher, how careful a person has to be, Shloi Lahatil Atzmai, not to be matted to himself, L'sapi L'achirim, to tell others, Eich Shehoye Lo Esek in Ploini Ploini, that if I myself had a deal with somebody else, who Gazoi, and that person robbed from me, Oy Hashokoi, or he held back money, and in this and that way, or not that the person stole money from me, but rather that he was mecharef him, or either embarrassed him or he caused him pain, and embarrassed him. In other words, if the person himself is the victim, then he has to be careful not to talk. And even if he knows that he's not lying in this case, and it's true, the guy did steal from him, the guy did rob from him, and even if all the other conditions are fulfilled, nevertheless, the Chofetz Chaim tells us human nature, the reason why the person is telling somebody else about the fact that this guy stole or held back money, the purpose is not because of the toelas, that he wants people to stay away, or that he wants people, he wants that guy to do tshuva. That's not the reason. Tahainu lefarsim genusa shel chavero. The reason why he's doing it is to spread genus on his friend. Kedei sheyavuzu oisei risha bein b'nei adam. In other words, that would be a toelas if he would do it, in order that people who do something wrong should be mizbayish bein b'nei adam. V'yizoru aydei zemi leleches b'dachayim aroyim. Or that because of this, they'll be careful not to follow in his footsteps. Oh, Kadeshu, who Yira Ba'atzmai, Shabrias Maganas, I say, Ule Adiza Yosha Midrach of Aroyim. Or that if he hears people talking about him, maybe he himself will do tshuva. That would be a heter for a person to say. But that's not the case. When the person is the victim himself, Rak Kavanosa Kadil Lavazoise Bein Ibn Adam. But if I myself get cheated, unfortunately, then the intention is to be mevaza the person, shiafursim lifneim lecherpa lecholein. I would like this person to be embarrassed avur zeh, shenoga b'mamoinei b'chvoidei, either because he took my money or because he caused me embarrassment. V'chol sheyira Yosef shedvar b'iskabnu livnei hashemim, and the more that he sees that people will listen to what he's saying, v'isparsem b'ineim, and he will be, the person will become more embarrassed by the fact that more and more people know. So he'll be happier. And then, obviously, you know, that is considered Lashon Hara. You know, if the reason why the person is saying it is to fix up a situation, so then it's Lashon Taiv. It's good Lashon, it's good talk. Because then it's talk that's for a toelis. But if the person is doing it because he wants the other person to be embarrassed, etc., even if that person, taka, would be embarrassed and would do tshuva as a result, but he's doing it to embarrass, so then he's going to get punished. Just like we say, like the famous question, I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geizer, the Klal Yisrael is going to suffer in Mitzrayim. So why are you punishing the Mitzrayim? Because you're the Rebbein Hashem's cheshbon that Klal Yisrael deserves a suffering. That's Rebbein Hashem's cheshbon. But it's your bechira that you're doing it. So even though what you're doing, so to say, is quote Ratzon Avoyre, but Lamaisa, you get punished for what you're doing. Whereas anytime there's Puranias, anytime there's suffering that comes to the world, obviously it was Nigzar by HaKadosh Baruch Hu that this suffering should happen. But even though it was Nigzar should happen, a person who brings that suffering on you, that person is going to get punished. Because he's not doing it in order to be Malay, the Ratzon of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That wasn't the Kavana, the Toelis, of why Paro was doing it, or why Germany was doing it, or anything. So therefore, it's considered Lashon Ra, it's considered an Aveira. Now you're doing a Maisa Aveira. The Kavachaymer, so that's in case the person, I did a bad business deal with a person. And because of that bad business deal, I lost money, and I'm upset, and the guy was dishonest. And that's why I'm saying it. So that itself would be Lashon Hara. And surely in a case where the person didn't do bad to him, and surely in a case where the person didn't actually do an Avera, but just he didn't do the favor that you wanted him to do. Like for instance, Binyani Halva. You know, as I went to this guy for a loan, and he said no, and he could afford it. And now I go around and tell people this guy is a cheap guy, etc., that, you know, he doesn't want to give a loan, and it was secured, and then we're going to be a Ravim, etc., or Tzedakah, or because I asked the person if it's stuck, and he doesn't, or Achnasis Archim, I asked to stay by him, and he said no. So now, if that victim, so to say, is going to go around, now if the person really is doing it L'Shem Shamayim, that he wants that this person who has money should be giving people loans, and he could give people loans, and you'd go to, and you were an outside person, and you would go to the person's Rav and talk to him about it and say, people have asked him even for small loans and he doesn't do it. A mice, it's a mitzvah, he doesn't realize it's a mitzvah. Should speak to him, etc. So then it's not Loshon Hara, then it's a Tayelis. He's doing it. But when the person is the victim, then the Chavetz Chaim paskins for us, and we paskin for us, that when I'm the victim, then my intention is not the L'Shem Shemayim. The proof that the intention is not L'Shem Shemayim is because it's only when he refused your loan. That's when you start talking. But when he lost somebody else's money or did something else, then nobody said anything. So that's the proof that it's because it was negated to you, and that there's a big mice from Rav Shalom Shvadron, which we will not be able to finish, so we better not start. So he says, and surely if the person just didn't do a favor to me, and he goes around telling people that this guy did wrong, that he didn't do me this loan, give me the loan, Lashon Hara Gemuruhu Menadin, it's true Lashon Hara. That's because there in that case, the person who didn't give the loan, or didn't give the tzedakah, or didn't invite, he doesn't think that he's doing an avera. That's not a clear avera that he did. Because the person thinks either Taka it wasn't a chiyuv, or even if it was a chiyuv, he thinks that there's no chiyuv, and therefore to go and be magana such a person would not be permitted. And unfortunately, many people are nichshol. We see it clearly. If I go to visit some shul, and they don't give me a nice shalom aleichem, when he goes to another town, nobody said hello to me. Cold place, bad place. And surely if a guy had a bad experience, and he says, LA is a miserable place. So, this is a very terrible fate. Because even if it's true, it's an isa to say, talk about it. Even if you're just speaking about an individual that you're blackening. And surely in a city, that are there, surely it's a great sin, and therefore a person has to be careful not to.